Farmers in developing countries who switch to organic agriculture achieve higher earnings and a better standard of living, according to a series of studies conducted in China, India, and 6 Latin American countries by the International Fund for Agricultural Development, the IFAD. The research, partially financed by the Italian government, concluded that organic food production could provide a way out of poverty for many small farmers in developing countries, and recommended ways of integrating organic agriculture into development programs. Increased incomes are one key incentive for small farmers to start producing organic products. In Costa Rica, for example, organic cacao producers received 150% more for their product than conventional producers in 2001. But better prices are not the only reason for changing production methods. According to the research conducted by IFAD, organic farming reduces the health risks posed by costly chemical pesticides and fertilizers, and benefits the environment with improved soil management. Organic farming also offers more employment opportunities precisely because it is more labor intensive. Creating more jobs in areas with high unemployment can increase revenues in rural areas and reduce migration. The value of Chinese exports grew from less than $1 million in the mid-1990s to about $142 million in 2003, with more than 1,000 companies and farms certified organic. Marginal and small farmers in China, India, Latin America, and most probably in other developing countries have a comparative advantage in shifting to organic agriculture, as the technologies they use are often very close to organic practices, said Paolo Silveri, evaluation officer of IFAD. Still, many will face a number of obstacles to becoming certified organic producers, including lack of technical knowledge, inadequate market information, limited storage and processing facilities, and complex certification processes. This is where IFAD, the World Bank, and other donors can step in to help.
Multiple choice questions. Number 1. Who conducted a series of studies on organic agriculture? Number 2. What was the conclusion of this research study? Number 3. Why does organic farming offer more employment opportunities? Number 4. According to Paolo Silveri, why do farmers in some countries have a comparative advantage in shifting to organic agriculture? Number 5. What is the purpose of the talk?